want to share something with y'all tonight that I heard this morning in a sermon by Stephen Furtick. I absolutely cannot take credit for this, but it's very good, and I had to share it. When I get through posting, I'll actually share a link to the entire sermon, and it's absolutely worth listening to. If you can find the time to do it, please do it. It's very good. But he was teaching out of Acts 12 when I listened to it this morning, and he's talking about the story where Herod put Peter in prison. And I'm going to start on Acts 12 and 5. That's where I'm going to start. Peter therefore was kept in the prison, but prayer was made earnestly for the church unto God for him. So that, you know, the church was praying for him as he was in prison. And James had just been executed at this point. And when Herod was about to bring him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and guards before the door kept the prison. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood by him, and a light shined in the cell, and he smote Peter on the side and awoke him, saying, "Rise up quickly." And his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, "Gird thyself and bind on thy sandals." And he did so. And he saith unto him, "Cast thy garment about thee and follow me." So basically, he was placed in prison by the king, by Herod. And he just found out that James had been, you know, been executed. They literally chopped his head off and killed him. You know, all this turmoil is going on. Then he's arrested. He's thrown in jail. He's being guarded in between these two soldiers. He's chained up. And as he's going through this, he falls asleep. So it says he was sleeping between these two soldiers. And while he's sleeping in the midst of all this chaos, not knowing what's going on, the church members are all praying for him. And so he's asleep. And then the angel comes and literally breaks him out of jail. And one of the points that he made in the sermon that I watched this morning is, just because you're going through something terrible doesn't mean that God's not working on your behalf. And it also doesn't mean, you know, that there's not people that are praying for you, supporting you, loving you, caring about you. And so God is building. He can be building and working on your miracle while you're asleep, while you're struggling, while you're in the darkest point that you've ever been in. God is still working on your behalf if you're following his principles and you're doing what you're supposed to do. And I see that Jason Ray's watching, and I'm actually going to use him as an example. Miracles don't always look like what we think they're supposed to look like. One example that he gave was, you know, it's one thing to look on Facebook and see all these baby pictures and, oh, that's just the cutest little boy or the cutest little girl, and what a wonderful family and all of this. But they weren't there at 2 a.m. when the baby wakes up and is crying and sick and throwing up, and they weren't there for the 9 months of the pregnancy, and they weren't there when you didn't know how you were going to afford formula. They weren't there for all of that. They just see the Facebook pictures. Oh, what a beautiful family. They have no idea what was going on behind the scenes. And Jason Ray's example, as an example, is that, you know, that's a prime example. So we look at it now, Jason Ray was literally dead. Literally, he died, and miraculously, he is still with us. God saved his life, and he's still with us, ministering and doing the work of God like he's supposed to. And we can all look at it now and say, oh, what an amazing miracle. That's wonderful. And it is. It is. It's the most amazing thing I think I know about personally. But at the time, ask Nikki what it was like. Ask our church family that were praying for him, all of us, while he was being flown to Tyler. That was not what we envisioned a miracle to look like. that was chaos. It was dark. It was scary. And it was absolutely terrible in the moment. But now, on the other side, it's totally different. That's what a miracle actually looks like. And the miracle with Peter being in prison is very similar. He was asleep. And it's very possible that the only reason he was able to sleep was because the church was praying for him and he did have some peace. And, you know, God is working and building while we're asleep, while we're resting, or while we're struggling or hurting or worrying or crying or potentially dying. This is why a church family is so important. Not because, you know, our relationship with God on our own is not enough. That's not the point. The point is you have an entire family in your church group that is there to support you, to care about you, to love you, to encourage you when you're screwing up, like we all do every day. And it's nice to know that we're not in this by ourselves. That's one of the reasons why this group is so important, why I like it so much. So when he brings you out of whatever it is you're dealing with, another reason he might have been sleeping is because he's going to need energy to do what God has him to do when he wakes up and when he breaks out to the other side, when he gets out of prison. He's still got ministry to do. He's still got work to do. He's got people to take care of. And anytime you go through a struggle, you're going to be a lot stronger when you come out the other side. That's just the nature of things. Another prime example again is Jason Ray. Jason Ray is not the same man he was before he went through that. If you don't believe it, go talk to him for 5 minutes and he'll set you straight real quick. And we all appreciate him for that, I promise you. Jason Ray is a amazing man on the other side of that. So another point that he made that was just very profound to me, and it was kind of poetic for today because today is my birthday. For those of you who may not know, I'm 39 today. And, you know, everybody on their birthday, probably, at least I do, thinks, you know, what have I done up to this point and what's next? You know, it's just another day, really. But at the same time, it should give you a moment to think, okay, what have I done in 39 years so far? And what am I going to do 39 years from now? What am I going to do at that time? And it's like you're in between two places, which is exactly where Peter was. Peter was sleeping between two guards. And the point he made was, have you ever been stuck between two things and you didn't really know what to do? Were you stuck between, I can't change yesterday, and what in the world am I going to do tomorrow? Peter was stuck between two things, and because he had a church praying for him and because he was close to God, he could rest in between those two difficult things. And so if you're walking in faith, you're doing what you're supposed to do, you're following God's principles, you're doing your best, even though you mess up, you're still doing your best. Don't worry about the two, you know, the rock and the hard place that you're between. You take care of God's work, and God will take care of the rest. He says, you know, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. So the Bible doesn't lie. You take care of God's work first, and you do his ministry first, and you take care of his business, and he'll take care of yours. Things will work out if you do the right thing. So, like I said, when I get through here in just a minute, there was a lot more that was said, and I can't sum it up the way he does. So to do it justice, when I get through posting here in a second, I'm gonna share the link to that sermon. It's about an hour. So if you can find an hour, I promise you it's good. It's absolutely amazing. It was very good. So I love you guys. I love this group. And this story right here just highlights why a group like this is so important. We need a group of men that are strong and trying to do the right thing and supporting one another and praying for one another, because we can't do it by ourselves. We can, technically, but man, is it hard. So much easier when you've got a group of like-minded people that want the same things. Anyway, that's all I've got for tonight, but I love you guys, and if I don't see you Tuesday and I don't see you Wednesday, then I hope I see you on Sunday. Good night. Love y'all.